ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You have now arrived at Stadium and Gale.
The stamp, the kick, it's been blocked again! How my! It's been blocked again!
He's going to heave one deep down the field. It's going to be to the goal line. It's going to be gone! It's a touchdown! And the Gators have won the game! Tyree Cleveland, how my! I can't believe what I just saw!
Dropping back the throw, pops and fires the ball.
Have now arrived at Stadium and Gale.
Boys and girls, ladies and gents, welcome to another episode of Stadium and Gale. It's your boy Corey.
It's Dan.
And your boy Jay Scott 25. What's good, man? Miss my boy Nick, but we in the building still, man.
Week two of 4 or 5 weeks of Nick being out. Corey, good to have you back, brother.
No, I appreciate it, man. Sorry for the absence last week. A little scheduling mishap. But it was a great show you guys put on, man. Everybody that's tuned in, make sure y'all like, subscribe, comment, engage with us. Retweet if you're on Twitter. Same corner, same time, man. How y'all feeling? How was your weekend?
Weekend was good. Played a little golf, but other than that, relatively chill and relaxing. Getting used to having a house again, so having to do all that stuff, you know what I mean? So just a little bit, there's a little bit more to do, you guys know, than being back in the high rise there. So but it's good, man. And then Sarah and I are heading off to Utah on a Saturday morning. So she's got a conference out there, and so I'm gonna go out there, snagged a little round of golf. But other than that, she's staying at the St. Regis in Deer Valley, so it's hard not to turn that. That's a hard one to turn down. You know what I mean, George? Like,
I'll be there. I'll be in the building. Hey, I feel you on that. Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Man. Definitely got to pull up to that, man.
No, please don't. No, like nobody's invited. Please don't. I have to. Nobody else pull up. Please.
Yeah, no meet and greet out there. You know, meet and greet in Utah. No,
no, don't need that.
But I had a chill weekend, though, and not too chill.
How was your weekend?
Of course, it was Mother's Day. So, you know, it had to be a little something special. We didn't do nothing too crazy, but we went to see her grandparents in Asheville, North Carolina. They have like a little cabin up there, and it was pretty nice. The kids got to see some beers and deers. So,
weren't you just in Asheville like 2 weeks ago?
Exactly. Same airport, same night flight out of Palm Beach, literally all the same. But yeah, Asheville's pretty nice. I mean, I'm getting used to it, should I say. I ended up going back to my little Ben and Jerry's. I was downtown. You got like a little ice cream shop. I love it. But yeah, it was a nice time. The kids got to see, you know, a different kind of life, different kind of weather, and they had a blast. I mean, you have a treehouse, go-karts. They was grandma and grandpa was doing their thing for Mother's Day. I got to kick the feet up and just supervise.
Like Mother Jackson house, bro.
Right, for real. Yeah, it was a good time overall. I didn't get it.
Mother's Day weekend, bro. So kicked it. Didn't even do anything. I went to church. Didn't do anything special, man. Just hung out around the crib, ate some snapper and Brussels sprouts and sweet potatoes and fine things like that. But you know, one thing I tell you, churches be jumping on Mother's Day. Father's Day vibes ain't the same, man. They had a whole special sermon, flowers, gifts. I was like, bro, they got the vibes in here, man. So I told Pastor, hey, when I start spinning that block in June, man, I need these same vibes back here, bro.
I have a probably a whole picture area set up, right? Just for moms.
Yeah. Got a whole photo prop. You know, I got to take a picture with mom. What's up?
No, I'm saying the good thing about Father's Day sometimes, if you do it right, I think that you're setting yourself up for the future, right? Because Father's Day falls after. So if you treat her good enough, she should know right. that, okay, he gave me X, Y, and Z for Mother's Day. So, you know, let me do this thing. Like you
I'm
said,
tell you about my setup, Jordan.
Like that.
I'm set up. Both of my kids' birthdays the week of Father's Day, brother. So,
oh, man.
Yeah.
Ain't no
I'm drowned out, bro.
Yeah.
Nah. Nobody cares about me, bro. Nobody cares about me at all that week, man. So
I care about you, Corey.
I appreciate that,
Father's
man, brother.
Day. Yeah. We'll celebrate Father's Day for you on the show. We'll have a special Stadium Gale episode for the two of you. And Nick, all three of you. I'll be the outcast here.
You on the way, though. Don't sleep on them.
Well, no, like I'm not on the way. So like people that are listening, like there's nothing on the way. I want to be careful about the things that I say on the show that are literal and figurative. That's a figurative comment that Jordan's making.
Yeah.
But you don't got too many more holidays like this past one that you're going to be just golfing again. So you better soak it up.
I'm telling you what, man. Yeah. The days are coming. I know that. I know that days are coming. That's why I got to get as much golf in as possible. But I'll be honest with you guys. I think after this, I need to take a break. It's too much. And I was talking to Sarah about it. It's like, I don't want it to be my whole identity. Then you listen to the show. I'm like, man, it is my entire identity. So I've got to find other hobbies. It's about to be hot as a dick outside, man. Like, what are we doing here?
Man, enjoy what you enjoy, brother. Like, don't force it, man. You know, just enjoy what you enjoy. Life is too short to be just, you know, trying to curate vibes for the listeners, man. If you like golf, just golf every day and tell us about it, bro. Like, you know, I ain't mad at it, man. You know, the listeners are mad at it. They need to upgrade their life, man. You never know.
Yes.
The internet's funny.
You might like golf, bro. Go out there and try it.
I had a funny interaction with a listener of this show on the internet. I don't know how it happened, but this person who I have no ill will towards was accidentally blocked, which I have no problem blocking people. If you make my internet experience negative and miserable,
oh, for sure.
then I'm going to block. Mm-hmm. And this person accidentally got blocked. And it's a person that I have like no hard feelings. I never met him in person, but no hard feelings. We've interacted a lot. It was funny. Instead of like reaching out and asking, he like posted something very dramatic and then commented on it about how like I'm the worst part of Stadium Gale, which everybody's entitled to their opinion. Like maybe I am for some people, maybe I'm the best. And for a lot of people, like it doesn't matter. I'm just part of the show. So I like reached out and said, hey, man, I just want to let you know that it was like by accident and the matter's been solved. But it just went to show like the internet is a very strange place. And the things that people will say instead of like seeking to understand is just funny. It was just like a good reminder that like not everything is like the end of the world. Not everything has to be negative. And if like something like that happens, like reach out and ask about it instead of like then just like piling on about how you didn't like me anyway. It's just a very odd interaction. So I hope, and I told him that I'm going to try to improve on Stadium and Gale. So hopefully I'm not in fourth place. Well, right now with Nick out, I'm by default third place. So shout out to me. Huge improvement for the week.
Well, I got a different perspective from you and a different take on that, man. If you don't like me, then that's your problem, man. I won't lose an ounce of sleep. I would not care. You could carry those thoughts into, you know, the wee hours of the night on Twitter. You can make posts. You can make videos. And I will not lose an ounce of sleep, man. That's my take.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. We talked about that months ago. But anyway, enough about that. Jordan, do you have any suggestions? Anthony Pons here is saying he's taking his family to Asheville in a couple weeks. He wants some pointers. Mm.
I honestly was, like, eating at the hotel a lot that we were staying. But I did go to a place called, like, Tupelo Honey or something like that.
Yeah, Tupelo Honey. The place is legit. Tupelo. You do have to get a reservation, though, probably.
Yeah. So I went there. It was actually a coffee shop from my hotel. So we ended up just walking there. I mean, the food was so good. I ate there twice. I mean, we went back the next day and ate there again. So I'll say that. And the Ben and Jerry's, like, we was really hooked on that. The Ben and Jerry's got me so good. I had to stop on the way Lake Lure, because the cabin's in Lake Lure. It's like 45 minutes, like, I don't know, or whatever, but yeah, we still made the way before we made the airport to hit that Ben & Jerry's.
Anthony, Anthony, I'll give you my thoughts on Asheville, and this is true for a lot of your, like, mid-sized cities that are real, like, destination vacation cities. Like, most restaurants downtown are going to be really good because they have to be in order to compete with all the other really good restaurants and stuff that are there. So I think if you're in downtown Asheville, it's going to be hard to, like, miss. With the family, I don't know how old your kids are or anything else, or I don't know what the family means. There's a lot of breweries and stuff. There's a lot of little speakeasies and bars. One thing to know, if you walk into a bar, you have to pay like a membership cost. It's like $5, and usually they'll give you like $5 off your bill for it. It's just an old, like, antiquated North Carolina law. So just don't be surprised if that happens. But there's a lot of great restaurants. If you hit up the Stadium Miguel Twitter account and X account, I'll throw you a couple suggestions as well, but you're going to love it, man. It's a beautiful place. And yes, JLB, we're talking about Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Anthony,
hey, you can't go wrong in Chicago. You can't go wrong in Chicago. Everything in Chicago is fire, bro. You downtown, man, the food's absolutely amazing. One of the best food towns I've been to. I like Chicago. And it's not wintertime, so blessings.
Yeah. Ace, there is a bar, it's a tiki bar called Three Dots and a Dash, and it is my favorite bar in the entire world. So definitely go check it out. Cool. Awesome. Well, let's get on with the show. Let's get a Brunt ad read, and we will start talking about some commitments, and then we've got Jeremiah Moon joining us here shortly.
Jeremiah Moon. Excited to have that conversation, man. Stadium Miguel is powered by the great folks at Brunt Insurance and Financial Services. Anything you need insured, from the Panhandle to the Keys, my man Greg can save you some money on insurance. Visit him at bruntinsurance.com or give him a call at 954-589-2204. Home insurance, auto insurance, life insurance, motorcycles, RVs, boats. If it has wheels, my man Greg can insure it. Again, bruntinsurance.com or give them a call at 954-589-2204. It don't cost you a dime to see if you can save a dime.
Absolutely. That's good. I like that.
You're right. It's a little jingle, right?
That's a good tagline.
Yeah.
Greg might got a
high. I'll trademark that and then sell it to the biggest biller. And then one time for our friends over the Dykus Burke and Lewis Law Group. Give them a call, 855-652-1377, or visit them at dykusburkelaw.com. These guys used to work for the insurance companies, and now they work on behalf of you. As we enter hurricane season, for those in the Florida market, this is a good phone number to have for property insurance claims, pipe leaks, water damage, wind damage, hail damage, hurricanes, sinkholes, whatever it might be. The Dykus Burke and Lewis Law Group, based out of St. Petersburg, Florida, is your group to go to. Again, that's 855-652-1377 or dykusburkelaw.com. All right, gentlemen, since we last chatted, Jordan and I went through a slew of commitments that happened last week. The Gators got another slew of commitments this past week. That was 2 weeks ago, and then last week, the Gators secured three commitments, currently ranked number seven on three recruiting rankings. They are third in the SEC, and they have a class score of 92.93. Which is nearly 3 points higher than the class was last year. So we talked about the commitments that they got 2 weeks ago. This past week, the Gators landed from Coral Gables Senior High School, Stevie Bentley Kamaju. He is ranked as the 476th. That's definitely not how you say his last name. The 476th best player in the country, the number 48 overall defensive lineman and the 41st best player in the state of Florida. The Gators beat out Auburn, Miami, Texas A&M, and Georgia for his commitment. 6 foot, 2.5, 295 pounds. It's my understanding that he's actually a little bit taller maybe than that and a little bit bigger than that right now, but definitely probably a space eater there at the one or three technique for the Gators. You guys have any thoughts on Stevie? Which I learned is Stive, it is Stevie.
Yeah, it's definitely Stevie. I like the take. there's a lot to be, you know, figured out. I would say he's from London originally, down at Coral Gables High School. Not a lot of tape out there, but when you do watch some of the clips that have went viral with him running track and doing a lot of athletic things, he's pretty athletic for a man that size. So if he's going to be the floor of this class, I love it, you know. But we do got to – I want to see us match that energy of what Trotwine got going on as well. But not a bad gig. I think this kid is going to be, you know, one of those ones when Chapman get their hands on him. And defensive tackle, we've had some studs in the past that came through as three stars. So I'm not mad at it being a three star, but I do want to see us, you know, hit the big dogs of the world at that position. We got some cooking, but we got to flip them.
Yeah, for sure. I kind of agree with Corey Sagan. I also kind of like, you know, kind of like the underdog story a little bit sometimes too. You know, sometimes those three star guys come in with a little bit more to prove, and when they come into a big university, especially with how crazy the portal is in today's day. So I'm sure he's going to be ready to come in and kind of make a name for himself, and hopefully we can keep him for all 4 years or three.
Yeah, again, a good offer list. A guy, Corey, I know that you said not a ton of tape on there. I think a guy still learning the game. And so maybe it's one of those guys that definitely improves, you know, going into next year. You can't teach size. He's going to be able to play good competition and everything else. But, no, I would agree with you. There does seem to be, you know, a couple reaches. Maybe not reaches, but maybe you expect maybe a higher caliber of player, but again, we've not even finished their junior year of high school. They have the whole off season and the opportunity of their senior year. So we'll see where these rankings matter. Rankings matter mathematically and systematically, but rankings are hard to really judge halfway through or towards the end of their junior year of high school. Right. A lot's going to change up and down for these guys in the class. From there,
another take on him. It's going to be tough. Here's the thing to watch with right? There's an H thing right there. So I don't know. There's some if in gray areas if he's going to play this fall. So I don't know if he's going to climb the rankings. I see my man Kenny say he may grow into a four star, but he's a kid that's going to turn 19 before the season. State of Florida have certain laws, so there's some gray area if he's going to be able to play this fall, and if not, then, you know, that's a little bit of a gray area as well, because then you got a year in the States with no tape. But I like the athleticism, you know, and I like the physicality of, you know, him running a 100 meters, you know, is crazy impressive for a man 300 and something pounds, right? Yeah. So yeah. I still like the tape, but he may not play this fall.
Okay. Interesting. He was quoted, this is an article from Corey Bender on On3, since the day that they offered, it just felt like fate. It felt right. There's constant communication with the coaches. I have a great relationship with head coach John Summerall, defensive line coach Gerald Chapman. So it felt good. It felt right. He's a guy that, you know, Corey said, very athletic, good size, can't teach size. Will be interesting if he doesn't play this year, what that might mean. I don't necessarily think that the Gators would move on. Obviously, that's something that they have to prepare for going into to next season. But that might be an opportunity for him to be in the weight room and studying the playbook and, you know, hopefully working on that, you know, his technique, but certainly would be a little bit of a blow to his development if he, you know, isn't able to play. But that's, I think we're still waiting on a full answer there. Coaches see me playing the five technique or the three technique. They want me to play all over the line, and I'm very versatile and twitchy. They said I'm going to be a problem for anyone to go against one-on-one. So
5 and 3 is interesting.
For real, you got to be. I think you got to be that guy. Ain't too many doing that. I'm just being honest.
I think it's probably going to be more 1 and 3 than 3 and 5. I feel like that probably fits in a little bit more, but that, yeah. I mean, who knows, you know, we'll see.
They got power rush take on the edge too now, I guess.
We took a 330-pound tight end. So, you know, I think all things are possible, dude.
I'm with you when you're right on that one, Dan.
still obviously a lot of time for him to.
I mean, if you're honest.
You cut out a little bit.
I said we want the tight end that we took at the 300-pound tight end. We want him at 1 and 3 tech as well, to be honest.
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, man. From then, the Gators the next day grabbed from Jenks High School in Tulsa, Oklahoma, 6 foot, 270 pounds safety, Caleb Dillard. He is ranked as the 477th best player in the country on the Rivals On3 industry ranking, which is, again, the mixture of Rivals, 247, and ESPN. If you guys didn't know, On3 and Rivals merge. They dropped the On3 name for the rankings. It's now the Rivals brand name. They're all Shannon Terry companies, so what does it matter at the end of the day? he's ranked as the 477th best player, number 41 safety, and the number 12 player in Oklahoma. Rivals specifically has him ranked significantly higher at 244 overall and the 24th best safety in the country. His rankings with 247 and On3 or 247 and ESPN bring his rankings down. He committed to Florida over Oklahoma, Kansas State, Nebraska, Texas Tech, amongst others. So, any thoughts on Caleb Dillard?
I like that guy. That's who we watched last week, right?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, yeah. I liked him, and I liked his tape. I felt like he was flying around, and he was definitely not afraid to be physical. And I feel like we've been missing that. We've been missing that in the secondary for a little time. Now, I know, knock on the past, you guys has been through there, but I just feel like the physicality and all the DBU talk has been kind of gone for the past couple of years. So hopefully, we bring that back alive. We got the coaching staff right there, so I think he's a good addition to build on what we already trying to do.
Yeah, a lot of what Jordan said, man. 6 foot, physical, flying around. I like that he dominate on both sides of the ball. I love that about high school prospects. If they, you know, I think he's a 1,000-yard receiver as well. Yeah. I love the offer list. You know, not caught up in the stars per se, but the offer list is legit. So yeah, good get.
Yeah, no, 100%. I'm gonna try to get those numbers for you here, Corey. I think you mentioned, but yes, he did. Play both sides of the ball, definitely over 1,000 yards receiving. Let me get it. I know it's an article here. Of course, why would it not be in an article that I had bookmarked? So, but definitely a two-way player there, very rangy, a lot of instincts with him. Did a lot of space too. Was very much, I'm sure he's a guy that they give the larger half of the field to, but definitely looks like a guy that knows how to read the quarterback and is very instinctive in terms of the way that he plays. Definitely had an opportunity to get a number of interceptions last year. Again, the article that I have pulled up doesn't have what those numbers were, but definitely a guy that produced very highly over there at Jenks High School in Tulsa. I don't know a ton about high school football in Oklahoma in terms of where Jenks ranks, but in terms of the competition that he played against, it doesn't look like he was playing against any slouches or anything else. So definitely a good get for the Gators, a name and a guy that I think that the staff had been recruiting for a while. So definitely some long-term relationships there. And like you said, Corey, beat out some top schools for him. And then finally on Friday, this is a commitment that I think a lot of people were, you would have been a little bit more surprised the week before about his commitment because it looked like he was trending elsewhere. Maybe Georgia, maybe Clemson, but the Gators did grab 5'9", 195-pound running back Andrew Beard out of Prince Avenue Christian in Bogart, Georgia. He's ranked as the number 165th player in the country, the number 9 running back, and the number 18 player in the state of Georgia. So fast, definitely a guy that once he gets past that first and second line, a tough guy to catch up to. A little bit on the smaller side, I think, but you know, ultimately a guy that has produced very well there in Georgia, and you beat out some top flight schools for his commitment.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how much they value like size versus speed, and do they go like more of a lightning and thunder type backfield, you know, in a recruiting process. But I do like his tape. I think he fits in the running back room. What we have coming back, you know, after this year, he'll fit in well and bring something, you know, a little bit different to the table. But we got some home run hitters in there now, and I think there's a lot of speed in that room, so they're keeping that trend going. But I like to hear Jordan. This is running back. So Jordan, give me the science, man. How you feel about it?
Yeah, man. I think I like to get, man. I feel like always at Florida, it's always been different flavors of running backs and a different type of styles of runners. So I'm not surprised with this get. I feel like a home run hitter, you can always count on that being a good grab and just somebody to be able to, you know, put the game on ice and get you a touchdown when you need. That's what you love about them. And obviously Georgia, got to give them their credit where it's due, man. Most guys that's out of Georgia are talented football players. So I feel like that was a good get, man. If we can take over any guys from Georgia and still a few, I think that's an A-plus for us because, you know, normally dudes just end up going to Georgia or going to wherever else up around there, North Carolina, whatever, South Carolina or something like that. But so I think that was a good get overall, man. I feel like, especially for the running back room, we're not sure what it's going to look like next year as far as once Ball gets out of here. So you just got to take it for what it is.
Yeah. If you're a running back, you saw that offensive line haul, like you had to be chomping at the bit. That's what I'm saying.
Like, even if they weren't high. I think the home run hitter is kind of what you need. We don't really need no bruiser that's going to be running into these dudes' backs. I want some dude that's going to get up out of there. So,
yeah. It's holes on the way, man. Holes, like running through holes, not like, you know.
Yeah. There's definitely a hole in the middle. Yeah. 1,292 rushing yards, 7.8 yards per carry on 165 carries, 107.7 rushing yards per game, 13 rushing touchdowns, 19 total touchdowns last year. So, again, a guy that the Gators grab, you beat out some great competition. He's a legacy to Georgia. His uncle was a running back at Georgia. And so I know that Georgia was recruiting him heavily. And no matter what the dogs say on the internet, this is a guy that they wanted in their class. So a great get for Chris Foster in the running back room for the Florida Gators. Well, with that, guys, that's our recruiting talk. So with that, we do want to welcome Jeremiah Moon. He's waiting in the green room. But before we do that, one time for our friends over at Game Time Sidekicks, if you want a cool cup like this one or the one Jordan or Corey have, go visit GameTimeSidekicks.com. Use promo code STADIUM15 to get 15% off of your order. It's going to keep your hot drinks hot and your cold drinks cold. So, again, GameTimeSidekicks.com, promo code STADIUM15. And then joining us live on Stadium Miguel is former Gator and NFL linebacker Jeremiah Moon, originally from Hoover, Alabama, was with the Gators from 2016 to 2021, battled through a lot of adversity, a lot of injuries at the University of Florida, but definitely left his mark, including one game. Including probably one of the best hits that you'll ever see at the University of Florida. And I know that you guys are excited to hear more about that. Just finished the past couple seasons with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and we are looking forward to welcoming Jeremiah Moon to the show. Jeremiah, what's up, brother?
What's going on?
Good to have you, brother.
Yeah. Y'all can hear me good.
We got you. Yeah, we got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Oh, man, Jeremiah, we're going to talk about the hit and everything else. We'll get there. But before we do that, coming from Hoover, Alabama, what got you to UF? What made you decide to commit to the Gators? What was your recruiting process like?
Yeah, my recruiting process, it was fun. I think I got to give a lot of credit to the guys at Hoover that were in the classes before me. I had Marlon Humphrey, DB for the Ravens. He brought all the scouts, all the coaches to the building. We had Darrell Williams. He went to Auburn. We had Justin Johnson, Mississippi State. We had a Christian Bell, Alabama. We had a Wisconsin running back, Bradley Shaw. So it kind of just worked out for me. It was like, they got them coming. Just showing what you can do. And me, I was always taller. Taller guy, lanky guy, and when a coach will always come in, they say we like your length and everything. So that's kind of what happened. I started going to camps and everything, and that's how I got most of my offers. I had to show up. So that's really a me thing. My first offer I got from Mississippi State when Dan Mullen was there, actually.
And so crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's full circle moment. But it was, I went to camp. I think I went to a Friday night lights camp or something like that.
Yeah, and, that's probably right.
I had Coach Collins was the DC there. Ooh, and Coach Collins was, my guy, my favorite. He would always come down to Hoover. You know, he was saying, you know, pull up to camp. So I showed him what I could do. I ended up getting an offer from there. That was my first offer. And, you know, just excited. Everything that comes with that, you know, you get more schools interested in you from, you know, getting that first offer, that SEC offer. So I couldn't ask for anything better. And then, so I guess fast forward, I was, you know, Hoover, Alabama, Tuscaloosa is only 45 minutes down the road. You know, I wanted to go to, I wanted to go to Bama, but it's crazy. I actually never got offered by Alabama. So it was always, it was always, you know, you need to put on a little bit more weight. Cause that was kind of like, I feel like it was kind of the transition between where, you know, all the linebackers now are more, you know, smaller speed guys. And then really it was back then, it was kind of, you know, you had the bigger, the 6'4", had Dante Hightower, you had Lonnell McClain, like you had like all the, you know, CJ Mosley, all the
bigger all guys. Huge, yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like they wanted me to fill up my frame a lot more. And, you know, every time I went to camp, that's what it was. So, I was mad for sure.
But, I already know how I do it. Yeah, I'd be pissed too.
Like, dang, that ain't gonna save it. Dang. What's up?
I think Bama at that time had the recipe. They want more ready now guys than developmental guys.
For sure. That was
a trend with Saban, for sure.
And that's what it was. You know, I got offered by Auburn, you know, down the street. And then they had a coaching change, and they were like, hey, you know, come back to camp, see the new staff, and I'm like, no. So Alabama, I'm not saying Alabama off the rail. I'm not saying Alabama. It came down to Mississippi State and Florida, really, that I wanted to. I mean, there were other schools, but, you know, when Coach Collins went to Florida, he DM'd me on Twitter, when it was Twitter, and he was like, he was like, hey, Moon, he was like, you know how much you mean to me, you know, just pull up. I know it's a little drive and everything, but, you know, I'm gonna take care of you and everything. So me and my dad, we went to camp. And shoot, like I got offered after the camp. Coach McElwain brought me in the office, said what it was, and I was like, man. And then so I never really knew too much about Florida and just everything, you know, the history and the tradition, like it was, because I was down the road from Alabama. I wanted to commit before the season started, so I got that offer. And then a few months later, I think it was sometime in August or whatever, I went down, and that's when whenever Florida got the Friday Night Lights.
July.
That's when I committed. I was like, man, it's over.
Coach Collins, that guy, though, so I ain't even surprised once he got his hands on you. He had me wanting to play defense on my video.
BDN.
Yes, for real. Guy.
I love him. But yeah, that was pretty, you know, that was pretty much how it went. You know, I had, you know, Mississippi State was still making a push, so I still did, like, my official visit there, and you know, I went out with the guys. I really, honestly, it felt like home. Really, you know, Alabama.
Dan out there?
We went to his crib and everything. And I mean, Alabama, Mississippi, and you really get similar guys, like similar football guys. Right. So I mean, it's right in the backyard as well. Starkville is only like two and a half hours, 15 minutes from Hoover. So. I pretty much knew a lot of the guys there too, because I mean, they were, if you go to Mississippi State, you usually from Mississippi or Alabama. Like they ain't getting too many people from
guys from Indiana.
Yeah. But that was a really good official visit. And then it was the it was a really good visit. I think I was with who was there? It was like Jeffrey Simmons. Raekwon Davis. Like it was just a good weekend. And then the next weekend, that's when I had my official with Florida. And you know, I got to learn the Florida way. Here we are. I was like, man,
that's great. Who was your host for the Florida visit? Who was your host on your official visit?
Yeah, I had Jordan Smith. So, Jay Smooth. They gave me Jay Smooth.
I'm sure he showed you a good time. He's a crazy man.
No, he's hilarious. We had a good time. I think that night, I think there was a get together. I think it was C. Lou's house.
Yeah,
where all the recruits pulled up there.
Was Tay Lane there?
You said what?
I kid. Never mind. I asked if Tay Bang was there. You know, have you heard the Tay Bang stories?
Oh, bro, that's crazy, bro. Nah, that was, bro. Every time that name is mentioned, bro, I'm like, dang, bro. We really had some stuff going on with some locals,
bro. We had some stuff going on for no reason. Like nobody ever even told me how this started. Like who started this?
Bro, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, and we all like 18 to 20. I'm like, what are we doing?
Like, what are we doing? Like, we got grown men on campus riding past our door. I'm like, what's going on?
Pulling up. They pulled up deep. Dang, I remember that story. We got to talk about that. I had Jason. We went out downtown. And then during that week, we went to Coach McElwain's house. You know, my position coach was Coach Shannon. Mm-hmm. Still keeping in touch with Coach Shannon.
Yeah, but I tell you, that's that boy.
You need anything, some advice. He had great advice. Always there to talk. Obviously, cool great ball coach. The coach, all the legends. Like that was the guy. So, that's what it was. I enrolled. June, June, right? Summer B.
Yeah, man. And you had a lot of Bama boys in your class for sure. Like, that's when we kind of really started tapping into that Bama, like between you and in the class before you.
Yeah,
I think so. Drew. Yeah. And then obviously, probably Coach Collins too, since he had that connection right down the street. Jawan Taylor.
Yeah.
My roommate, LaMichael Piron, roommate. LP. LP. And then my other freshman roommate was Quincy Linton, Mississippi boy. So we was all together figuring it out. So well, it was a good time.
You just brought up a couple names, Jordan Smith and Quincy Linton, that I haven't heard in 9 years, 10 years, you know what I mean?
I appreciate that. I think Jordan is in the CFL right now, if I'm not mistaken. I think he just posted something. Okay. I saw him with a helmet. And then Quincy, I think he's in Mississippi. I know he went to a few, or I know he went to Florida, then he went to Youngstown State.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I ran into him was that last year or 2 years ago? I don't know if we just had some down. We had some before the season, or it was during the season, in Pittsburgh. He was out just downtown, and we was me and my wife and one of my Nick Sutton.
Nick Sutton,
Nick Sutton. Yeah, he had pulled up, and we all just went out to like a little bar, and Quincy came up out of nowhere. He was like, Moon. I was like,
no way.
Like, yo, what?
That's so weird, though.
It was so random, bro, because, you know, Youngstown is only like an hour from Pittsburgh or something. So he was just in Pittsburgh. So
that's perfect timing right there.
It was. I hadn't seen him in so long. But you know how it go. Everybody kind of get to doing their own thing.
Yeah, everybody doing their own thing. Yes. I'm sure he was in there doing what he did best.
My boy, you let him.
Jeremiah, you battled some injuries in your career. Mm-hmm. I read somewhere where you had like Forrest Gump braces on your legs as a kid. How did that experience? Oh, go talk. Let me talk to us about it. Go ahead.
No, you good? During that time, I kind of remember, but then I kind of don't. I remember I remember wearing the braces, and I remember the pain. But it's apparently like it was pretty bad. Like my parents used to say, you know, we used to always have to go. Like during that time, I lived in Oxford, Alabama. It's like an hour and something from Birmingham. But we used to always have to go to the hospital in Birmingham to get checked up. And they didn't know if they was gonna get straight or not. So it's by the grace of God, braces help. My dad did say every time they spoke to the doctor, they said he's gonna be tall and he's gonna be fast. Even from when I was like a little baby, with the braces, I was like, I'm tall, fast. I got a good burst. I was pretty fast. Like growing up as a kid, though.
Yeah, for sure.
But he ain't steer nobody wrong. But it, I got out of those, and I mean, I'm still pretty pigeon-toed, and I'm still a little bow-legged. So it's not all the way. It's not like it was. But yeah, that's just one of the stories that always gets brought up. You know what's crazy? Every time I read that article, no disrespect to whoever the guy that came in and wrote the article, but it's like not a well written article. I would say. I ain't complaining.
You're right.
Because I actually went back and looked at it, I was like, dang, this is not really like, I don't know, it's not really what it was. Because he's talking about
how I went there.
Yeah, he was talking about I was a singer like in the gospel.
That's what I was about to ask you next, man.
With my family, bruh, when I tell you when people were asking about that, they thinking I can just like I got a great voice.
Like, yeah, like you just that singer. I'm about to say, when you sing.
I don't sing, so I'm like, bruh, I don't know what it is.
The article compared you to Brian McKnight 2.0.
Bruh, every time I read that article and somebody say something, I'm like, bruh, this man really just, even the grammar in the article, I'm like, yo, like, come on. But yeah, he said what he said. That's crazy that y'all mentioned that. That's an article that's mentioned.
I ain't know nothing about that, Moon. That's crazy word. They out here just trying to clickbait you, dog.
So I can say.
Yeah, I sing.
No, we made a little article. I mean, we made a little album, like my family, when I was like young, like middle school or whatever. And I was in the background singing, you know, and we was in the studio. And you know they can tweak, they can do all the tweaking.
Yeah.
So I'm doing that. Yeah. But
auto tune.
Yeah, love whatever they had going.
Jeremiah Payne. Was Jeremiah Payne going on? Okay.
I was gonna ask you
like how did that help you? You know, dealing with injuries young in your Florida career, but you don't even remember it, man. But what was that experience like, just battling injuries as a young Gator?
Yeah, no, that was pretty tough, to be honest. I think I had a good support system around me, and I've always been I've been a pretty positive guy always. For the most part, and you know, no matter what happens, I'm like, you know, This is just football is 100% injury rate. Yeah. You're gonna get hurt at some point. But you know, I hated the way I got hurt or would get hurt. 2016, my freshman year, I broke my scaphoid, my thumb. 2017, I tore my meniscus. 2018, I was healthy. Thank the Lord. I don't know if that's when Coach Savage came in. We changed the way to training. No, we had Mike Kent.
Kent got us pushing sandbags, duck walking the sandbags, all type of crazy. That's my dog, Kent. I love you if you ever hear this.
I love you. Everybody be like, body by Kent.
Wasn't that when like football players were going to like Gainesville Health and Fitness to work out when Mike Kent was there?
Yeah, Planet Fitness and whatnot, bro.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Literally anywhere else.
I was about to say, I don't know. That was my freshman year, so yeah. I only had him for like a year or two. But yeah, shoot. 2018, I was healthy. 2019, that's when it kind of was like, dang, I broke my foot during during the off-season workout program. I think it was in February, early February. Got rehab. Everything was fine, and then I broke it. Georgia game, and I was like, dang. So that basically I was done for the season. And I felt like I was doing well that season. Like I feel like that was definitely one of my best years. I was getting comfortable, especially transitioning from like off the ball bagger to on the ball, outside bagger. And then, you know, 2020, Georgia game again. I broke my foot again. Georgia.
I know. <going away>.
Georgia. So that's, I broke my foot three times. And then
I don't know what's up with that stadium, man. That Jaguar Stadium, bro. Yeah. Not being kind to us with injuries. I'm going to be honest with you, man.
Yeah, that's, I'm telling you, I don't. And then 2021. Should play Georgia. I'm telling you, I was so grateful to come out healthy. It was just like, whoa. I was like, dang. I was like, thank you, God, for sure. What was that? I forgot. I think he was playing Samford or something in 2020. I broke my, or I rotator cuff labrum. And so it was another season in the injury. So that was like three of them. And that was, that was all kind of tough, but like I said, I had a good support system, and I've always been a positive guy, but there was some dark days for sure, just like everybody would have. Because it's isolating when you got to rehab
early mornings.
Yeah, and you kind of in there. You kind of in there by yourself.
That's a fact.
Now I got well acquainted with all the trainers and everything. Family, I'm like, yo, I should not be this close with y'all. I need to be out here.
That's how it be sometimes, man. I say you definitely beat the odds, though, man, because a lot of people like you go through the amount of injuries you went through and either hang it up or get hung up for them. So I think that speaks to the volume of how talented you are that you was able to, overcome all that.
My dog, I appreciate that. Yeah, it was it's one thing to know you got hurt. You're dealing with all the injuries, and then, finally you're kind of healthy, because after the I still did the combine stuff. I was like 2 months maybe post-op, and I still did the combine and all that stuff. And when you go to the combine, you gotta sit on that table, and they going down the list.
Hey, they go
medical. I'm sitting there with my head down, just like, wow. For real. It's not looking good.
This feeds me over, and they make you feel bad in there too, dog. They be acting like it's just the worst. Trust me, I had some injuries, and they was making me feel like I'm like, dang, bro, am I all right? Nah, I still just played this year.
like I'm a toothpick. I'm like, dang.
For real.
But you know, after like it was all said and done, you know, went undrafted to Baltimore and everything, healthy for both years. I had a little calf thing this past year with Pittsburgh, but I've been healthy for my whole entire NFL career, especially, you know, it's still 17 games and, you know, you got preseason, it's 20 something games. So wow. I'm blessed. Yeah. I can't complain, man.
Definitely can't complain
at all. So yeah, that's,
I do want to ask too, what do you prefer to play? Like stand up backer or kind of on the line?
Yeah, I think that was the craziest thing when, I like playing on the ball. I like outside backer. It's great. Sure. You can be versatile. It still got you dropping back, depending on what defense you're running. A lot of people transition to 3-4, but yeah, that was once I was really just playing Sam Backer when I first got to Florida, and I honestly was like kind of confused the way they were using me because I was really just playing Sam, and you know. Sam, you don't got to be on the field all the time because, you know, you're just really there for base packages and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's true.
I always thought in my head, I was like, you know, I'm going to figure something else out because I'm not trying to do this the whole time I'm here. So that's when, I think we were a 4-3 when Coach Collins was.
Yeah, we was.
We was 4-3.
We had a couple variations, though, honestly. I mean, we kind of ran a little bit of everything, but I think he was primarily 4-3.
Yeah, because we had bigger body. We had what? We had Brian Cox.
Yeah, but I say we had some of them packages where we kind of had that bat, like that guy who's like a stand-up walk-down and DN / linebacker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were bigger guys. Sherritt.
Yeah, they was all bigger dudes.
Yeah.
But we was like, transitioning to smaller dudes like you, Jordan Smith. I forgot who came after that. Even Ja'Kai was like, he wasn't your biggest, but he was like not huge. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he was more speed. Yeah, we was trying to transition to more speed with like the newer guys that we came in. It was less on the big block guys like a Taven. Obviously, Taven played more inside, but like just big guys like that.
And that's once you know, Coach Mullen came and Coach Grantham, he brought me in the office. Because, you know, you do your interviews or whatever, and you just meet the coaches. They were like, he was like, yeah, I want to move you to outside backer. And I was like, oh, all right. Shoot, I never really played, like, true outside backer before. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that whole learning curve, you know, quick with your hands, good feet, still being able to, you know, dropping in coverage, and the coverages was easy because that's what I was used to. But, you know. Right. It's like hand-to-hand combat playing off the edge. So I think I definitely had, you know, that was fun, you know, get some more tools under my belt. And I had, you know, I got to watch Ja'Kai. I got to watch CeCe. And then 2019 when John Grenard came, we was in the same room. I got to watch John. I watched some great ones. And so that was... you know, that's what it was. I love it.
What was your favorite away stadium to play?
You said what now?
Your favorite away stadium to play in?
Oh, away. I loved Tennessee and I loved LSU. LSU. I probably say LSU just because the fans is crazy. the yellow stadium. I think it's just something about it. And I remember
my favorite too.
Yeah, I remember the 2019. I think it was 2019. That's when they won the Natty or whatever. Mm-hmm. That night game, I think John and Jabari, they was hurting. So I started that game and I'm like, man, I was like, this is what college football is. Like, besides the first time running out the tunnel in the swamp, I'm like, dang, this is This is nice. It's what you come here for.
Come here for that big stage, baby. I feel y'all now.
I swear, especially coming from high school, like, I can't imagine. I feel like some guys probably have a hard time. You know, really, the moment might be
a little bit too big.
Right? Yeah. Running out that stadium, and then you seeing everybody, especially in the swamp, everybody right on top of you.
Mm-hmm. In the bowl. I'm like, yo, was that when we had the hurricane and the game had to be moved and everybody was – all the LSU fans said that Gator fans were – that Florida was scared and that they didn't want to play, and that's when that game – was that your time?
That was a crazy trash year.
That was – what was that?
I think you was at that one too, Moon.
Yeah, you would have been at that one.
Yeah, you was at that one. I was when we was at LSU and it was that upset.
Yes, I was there, but I didn't that's when I broke my thumb.
Oh, that was
But I was there. That was the – was that the 6-7 game? What was it? What was the score?
I think it was like 16-17 or something like that. Something
It was like – that was the goal line stand.
Four goal line stands.
That locker room was crazy.
So what was your favorite game as a Gator, like in general? Home or away, it don't really matter. Just like your personal favorite, I guess.
I would probably say the Miami game when we played Miami in Camping World. And I had the I guess you call it game winning, or we won the game, game winning sack, or it was the last play of the game. And I think they had to score a touchdown.
Yeah.
And he like bobbled, it was like a bobble snap or whatever. I just beat the tackle off the ball and it was right there. And it was game over. And I made a few more plays like throughout the game, but I think it was also because I was just so like motivated because I did that 2019 year. When John came in and everything, like and he was starting and I was really just grinding. I was like, I gotta see the field somehow. And so I think every time I did get in, like, I was just chip on my shoulder. Like, I don't know how many snaps I'm going to get, but I'm going to make them count for sure. So I definitely had some good plays in that game. But I'll always remember that, the game selling sack versus Miami to start off the season.
Yeah, I missed that Miami game. I was sad about that one.
Oh, yeah, he did. Dang.
Yeah, I was gone already.
He was out of there. He was out of there. But, yeah.
Moon, what was your thoughts when you seen the picture, or I guess it wasn't McElwain, but when you seen the picture of Mac with the shark, what was your thoughts, man?
Nah, it was crazy, bro. I don't even remember when stuff be happening. Like, cause you know, you just running down the field, you hitting stuff, like you hitting people.
Yeah,
like, so when it was after the game, Johnny Townsend's brother, Clay, he doesn't play, but after the game, he was like, "Hey, Mom," he was like, "You saw this photo of you?" I was like, "Nah, what are you talking about, man?" He showed me that. I was like, "Hold on, that's just a perfect. That's just
like close, right?"
It's going in the books for sure.
That's a fact. He had us rolling with that one.
That was right, I'm telling you again, I don't remember, but it's crazy. Dang, can y'all see my room?
That just
I cut that junk in a fat head.
That's fire. That's fire, bro.
I don't even know.
Absolutely fire.
It is down there. But should be going to the wall forever.
What? I tell you who that is. He's going to the wall
forever. Whoever home is. But, bro, being there 6 years, obviously I ain't want to be there that long. Once I kept getting hurt, I was like, dang, I need to come back. Otherwise, I would have left. I probably would have left after my fifth year. Because after the Georgia game where I broke my foot, the first time I was like, I know I'm coming back because everybody was leaving, and got hurt again. But it is what it is. I probably would have left then, but I can't complain. I mean,
yeah, I'm about to say it worked out for a reason.
Yeah, everything works out for it.
Well, in this era, you probably made $100 million being there 6 years, my boy.
I think the year I got 1 year of NIL, but didn't nobody know what to do with it. Like,
no, it was so different then.
Yeah, it was. Everybody was getting like, nobody was doing like contracts or nothing like that. So it was really just, you know, local businesses around Gainesville. Like, you'll DM somebody or they'll DM you and they'll be like, yeah, we'll work with you. So I did have one. I had Kilwins and Butler.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I had Kilwins and Butler Plaza, like paid for posting. And I kept a relationship with him. So that's really the only one I had. But yeah, these boys is making
women. They're loaded now.
A little too much.
They could own fatter. What? Not just have a fatter, they could own fatter.
That's what I'm saying. Boys pulling up and got Rolexes and diamond chains.
Rolexes, lamb trucks.
Parking lot looking stupid.
I was in a Honda, sir.
Ford Explorer.
Come on.
Ford Explorer, bro. And boys doing it now. But I mean,
I bet
they'll figure it out a little later. I know they gotta make some more rules with it for sure. Yeah, but
they gotta put some parameters on this thing, dog.
Yeah, it's still the Wild Wild West, but shoot, the boys have at it right now. Do it.
Yeah, you better get it while it's going. That's for sure.
For sure.
What's Jim,
who had the best? Go ahead. The best hands on the team?
The best hands, dang. Dang, I done seen some people make some crazy catches.
No. I thought it was kind of hands.
No.
Square up.
I'm talking fist cuffs, man.
Oh, my
God. Right. He said, no, not those kind of hands.
Bro, the locker room used to be on smash with it. Bro, Zach Carter. You say, wait, what'd you say?
The trade team hung up.
Y'all are crazy, bro. Y'all are crazy. Nah, Zach was always in there trying to box for sure. Zach will always come with it. See Luke can fight. Lil Mahmoud used to be in there. Mahmoud Diabate used to be in there.
Okay.
That boy, he doing something with it. And I'm gonna really just say Zach for sure, cause he the one that I seen fight the most. Zach was always fighting.
Yeah, Zach used to always be beef with somebody.
That's what I'm saying. Was always trying Zach.
Like, yeah, that's really what it was.
He just doesn't seem like that kind of guy. I've met Zach a bunch, and he just seems like just kind of calm, nice cool, collected. Yeah. But
he cool. He playful too, though. Like, he playful though. But
he's cool until it's not. I get it.
Yeah, or he always like we can do it right now, we can do it.
Yeah, exactly. Once he started getting tried, he just got to try to everybody. That's
yeah, for real.
You want to go? Let's go.
Who
was on the Ox most?
On the Ox before the I only shoot. Who used to be on that jump? I feel like it was Coach Savage phone.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I think it was Coach Savage. I couldn't even tell you. I'd be in a whole nother mode at that point.
I was listening to some Red Hot Chili Peppers in.
Put some old Lil Wayne on or something like that. He used to put on some jail.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I guess when you was gone, Jay, but Trading used to be on the Ox and the
I can imagine that. I'm sure Chauncey was probably on the Ox for a little bit. He's like an Ox kind of guy. He wants to net that down.
I can see Trey Din listening to like the most angry rap music that's out there. You know what I mean?
That's an angry man on the field. That's an angry guy on the field for sure.
It hasn't changed.
Nah. Zach for sure though, because you know Zach, them boys used to be rapping in the locker room.
Probably was Zach on the Ox. Yeah, Zach used to rap. I forgot about that.
boys stay putting on instrumentals and just trying to flow. Just
Yeah, I think they feel right, man. Yeah. What's the other boy out of Tampa, or the DB that was there? Tampa, they all rap, all of them IG.
Yeah, JY.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, he definitely rap.
Yeah, nah, he got, I ain't gonna lie, I bump some of his music.
Yeah, he's nice.
Like getting messed up, like yeah, he was there for like a little bit.
You said who?
Wasn't he? Did he go to school the whole time there?
He transferred. Yeah, he transferred. Oh, okay. Was it Arkansas? I think it was Arkansas.
I think I'm confusing him with some cornerback we got that like was there for like his freshman year. Like he early enrolled or something, got kicked out because he was beating up his girl or something like that.
I know you're talking
Huggins.
About.
Okay. John Huggins.
Well, he got kicked out too, but now it was another. I know exactly who you're talking about. He used to, his name. He was because that was when Mullen was there too. Mullen kicked him off the team. That's crazy. I don't remember his name,
but I kind of feel like when I said that, it made me think about that for some reason.
DeAndre Porter, no,
no, not
Porter. I think he played quarterback, but he transferred to DB.
Yeah,
it had to be Porter out of Temple.
Yeah. Oh, was it?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, yeah, he shot at his girlfriend, so maybe that's not what we're talking about.
Y'all shouldn't be laughing at that.
I'm laughing because the way Dad said it, like it's
not. Was it Brian Edwards?
I mean, unfortunately,
if you look up DB kicked off Florida girlfriend, like there's a number of names that pop up here.
It wasn't Brian. Brian was the nicest dude. Like
he was laid.
I don't know. Sure. I think that was just a bad situation. Yeah. I don't know what. I don't want to speak. But Brian was great, dude. I don't know how that. I don't know how he got caught up in it.
Oh, you right. He did get banned up too with that chick.
Justin Watkins.
He looked like, he came like he was already fresh off the street. That boy was
He came with some baggage already. I think he had
He was NIL before NIL.
He was flubbed up already.
Who this freshman coming in here? Goals in his mind, chains on, rings on. He designed a down. I'm like, damn, let me hold some, young man.
For real? Man, that boy got gone. That's crazy. Mullen was not playing about stuff like that, though. Especially, like, remember them first meetings? Like, Mullen was, sit up in your seat, no hats.
What?
Like, your hats off, everything. Yeah. But came in military. Oh, my God. For sure.
I don't know if I say this or not. He's not there no more. But, boy, I was scared as hell that first he sat us all in there for that drug test. Oh, my God.
He would do stuff so smooth. Like, a random drug test right now. Everybody.
It was like, team meeting, guys, we're about to watch some movie. It's Gatorade coolers all around the damn team meeting room. I'm like, we ain't never had nothing like this. Boy, got to the front. Yeah, get nice and comfortable. Nobody's leaving until everybody gives a sample. Oh my God.
We had some funny team meetings in there.
Who was the funniest besides you and Jordan? Because apparently, according to that article, you could be performing at the Comedy Store in LA.
I was talking about Coach Mullen. We had a funny team though. We had some funny dude. We had like Kamori Gamble. Gamble was funny. Tyree was funny. It was really Kamori.
Yeah, Kamori was one of the funniest dudes I could watch.
It was a funny dude. But I was talking about Mullen. Mullen, you know, that was his building. And then, him coming in the Halloween costume. D come in the team meeting room. Because he wouldn't wear his shoe. Like, he wouldn't wear no shoes. Sometimes he, like, come in his socks on. Like, that's really his house. It was one time he came in. He walked down the steps. And he had on these stupid tight shorts. Shirt tucked in. And then he just stood there and, like, like just was looking, and everybody was like, yo, what does he have going on? But he was all, he would always like do some funny, like some funny joint. So I can appreciate that, keeping it light.
Yeah, for sure.
We all family because we was there all day.
Yeah, he had to make me look excited. Yeah. Jeez.
All day. But yeah, I met I wish he would have stayed for sure.
Yeah, I say the same. They feel
he got burnt out, man. Yeah, I was rocking with Ben early. We feel like he got burnt out after a little while there.
That's what you say.
I be telling them, bro, Florida is the hardest job to get as a head coach. It's hard. You can never satisfy unless you top three every year. If you're not, you're fired.
I think it would have been figured out. I know they say whatever about the recruiting, but I mean, he still recruited some good guys. And mm-hmm. I think that, he didn't get a chance to, get the facilities. Like mm-hmm. he's saying, like, I know a lot of that had to be some of his ideas in that facility for sure. Mm-hmm. Cause that was,
they didn't keep the studio. Cause he had a studio in that joint for Kadarius.
That's what he took that out.
That put a barbershop in there too, that nobody uses either.
All about this. He was putting a studio in there for KT. That mm-hmm. joint would have been, everybody would have used that joint. That joint would have been hilarious.
That's everybody would have been.
Yeah. I think it would have been, I think it was too soon. But I ain't the boss.
You still, obviously, you're in the NFL. It's obviously a little bit harder now. You still keep up with Gator sports or Gator football or?
I have not as much as how.
Yeah, yeah.
As much like I used because as soon as I stopped seeing the names of guys I used to play with, I kind of fell off a little bit. Obviously, I'm still watching because I had that connection with the guys. Right. So now you're trying to learn 800 different names because people leaving, coming, and going. It's like whoever decided to stay for longer than 2 years, I'll follow you. I got you.
Right. I feel that.
I'm with you.
Yeah. So that's what it was. But I mean I need to go back. I went back and Coach Napier was there and everything, but I haven't met Coach Summerall, so definitely gotta show face. I heard I actually talked to Zach a couple weeks ago. A month ago when he went to one of the scrimmages, and I was just asking how everything, if with the staff talking about guys coming back, and he said everybody's pretty welcoming. So, I mean, that's all you can, that's all you can ask for. Shoot. I was talking to, Patrick Queen, he went to LSU mm-hmm. and I'm in Pittsburgh and Brendan Fuoco, he played D tackle at LSU. And when Brian Kelly was there, they were saying he not letting nobody come back. It's like, so I'm like, I can't imagine winning a national championship for your school and be like, nah, you can't come in. That's crazy.
That just never makes sense to me when coaches do that. Like, that to me, that's always a bad sign. Like, mm-hmm. it should be an open door. Players that won championships are going to hold that standard a little bit and probably see, the things that are going good or bad. But I don't think it's ever a good idea to keep the legends and the guys that contributed to the program away.
That's what I'm saying. First round pick.
Yeah, for real.
You first round pick.
Why not?
It's crazy.
But I appreciate your time, though, Moon, man. Did a good job, brother.
I appreciate y'all for having me.
Yeah, we appreciate you. What's next for you?
I'm a free agent right now. Okay. I'm gonna sign somewhere. I know I will.
Sure. Yeah. 100%.
And then shooting journey continues. Do it as long as you can.
It, baby.
Once it's over.
Keep chopping wood, man. You got this, brother.
For sure.
Appreciate I love it, bro. Well, Jeremiah, we appreciate it. Are you a big social media guy? Or?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram. I'm on everything. Everything's J Moon Savage. So that's where I'm at.
Awesome, man. Well, Jeremiah, we appreciate you for joining the show today, brother, and best of luck, and we'll talk to you soon.
For sure. Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you.
Already.
Jeremiah Moon. Let's get one time for our friends over at Home Field Apparel. Go visit homefieldapparel.com. Use promo code Stadium and Gale at checkout. 6 pages of vintage logo, soft cotton, a bunch of different stuff that they drop throughout the year. If you have friends in your life, or maybe you're looking for Father's Day, and maybe your significant other didn't go to UF.
Nobody's looking for Father's Day gifts, man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe there's one person. They got about 100 different schools on there, so go check them out. Or maybe you're an Indianapolis Colts fan. They have Indianapolis Colts stuff as well. So again, homefieldapparel.com, promo code Stadium and Gale, and also one time for our friends over at Alumni Hall, the largest selection of Florida Gators apparel in all of Gainesville. You can visit them online at alumnihall.com or in Gainesville, right on Archer Road. Perfect. Gentlemen, you got anything else before we wrap up for today?
No, man.
Awesome. Nope. Well, we'll be getting Mike Pearson on next week. He just had a scheduling conflict. We'll get him on. And then we're working on a couple of other things. Stick around after the show, guys. I want to tell you about one thing that we're working on. I think the fans will be excited about. But go check out. We had a host of interviews with Summerall and Speedy Jennings and Steve Wolfong a couple weeks ago to talk about recruiting. Obviously, a lot's changed. We had a big interview with Josh Pate a couple months ago as well. Go check that out. That's still being clipped and watched by a ton of people. So we appreciate you guys for watching. If you guys, before we leave, if you could hit the like button, the subscribe button, share with a friend or family member, that would be awesome. And we will see you at the same corner, same time next week.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
With its abundant natural beauty, charming towns, and friendly people, South Carolina offers the kind of discoveries that stay with you long after you've left. Like the realization you're good at something you never before tried. Or your first oyster roast, and a taste you didn't expect to love. And other times, it just hits. Like the view on a windswept Appalachian mountaintop. So come find the undiscovered you in South Carolina. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.